Oh yeah, continuation of the previous one, P.O.L., I guess. And then, yeah. Then we see the whole thing told from a different kind of media. And then someone may stand up there and say, but what is this? This isn't propaganda, are you? Are you with a friend of those? That kind of thing. And he's saying, you know, I'm a friend of both. I'm allowed to be that. So, you know, they are on that level. But then we have there those people who are the leaders. And the funny thing here, which is also true as of speaking these words, that the movement that was started then by Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada in the late or even mid somewhere 60s, that Pio was and is in a way member of and grew up in, and Rick too, and several others. And then we find out that this whole story, the characters that we find here are all related to that, but in indirect and almost in the beginning invisible ways, but of course at the same time totally visible, because Pio, wham, drops right down into that. So we don't need to hide it. We can just put this whole ISKCON story, environment and actions, you know, everything going on in that universe, right into this story, pure form, and show it in a way that, you know, some people will think it is, and it was. That's the thing, we have to admit that. Kind of hilarious and wacky and crazy sometimes, I mean, and sometimes unhealthy. We have to really see that and get rid of that side of it first of all. As Prabhupada said, health comes first. And it be mental or physical, we need to treat each other well. And those who know what I mean, they know what I mean. So, anyway, that's where the story would then sort of, you know, stream around through that landscape. And then that point, which happens to be true, that the leaders, the disciples of Bhaktisiddhanta Swami Prabhupada, are now in the 2024 working closely together with the Prime Minister and the government of India. And, you know, in Asia, this we can paint and show also in the story, people, I mean the whole nations, the mass of those who live there, the folks there in general, have a more personal worldview and therefore also personal way of relating to and respecting and following a leader who, you know, they look at someone who's actually qualified. They are smart people. And then, you know, they help those people that, you know, and the Prime Minister and those ministers here and there to kind of fit into those positions. They are the best ones in our country, or the most qualified to manage such a big country as ours. Very practical. And I know they are thinking like that in China. And most probably in India too, as it seems. I mean, they have this old monarch culture of the Vedic India. I mean, the king as a representative of God and divinity and so on, to uphold Dharma, to guide, to help serve the citizens, his and her, because you have the queen and the king, brothers and sisters and daughters and sons. We are here to protect you with our mighty army and with our security system, all these police, whatever, you know, to keep everyone in this country safe and secure. So security was a very honorable and important part of a nation and the leadership of a nation. Not that I'm just going to allow anything and anyone to come in and mess up here. So these issues are now, and we are still in our POL story, starting to crystallize, to really come to the surface and show the results of each one of those two sides of, you know, the selfish me and my buddies. You know, we're going to be the super billionaires and cheat everyone and just play with the money and enjoy our homemade paradise island somewhere. And, you know, we show that side, the capitalism with a capital C. And then versus those Eastern cultures, and you had those over there who had been 100 years of actually Western influence called communism, but then got out of that, realized, you know, we better build on our, no, now we got things in order, now let's, you know, build from here so that we can all live happily and safely in our nation, we the people of China, because that's how the Chinese think. Deng Xiaoping, for instance, he was really, it's still there today, as far as I learned. Maybe more now than ever, a China that learns from its past, learns from the great philosophers, and, you know, they have something to learn from. I mean, a culture that has been relatively stable through thousands of years of history. I mean, I was there, I saw skulls, not skulls, but I saw pots from eight, 9,000 years ago, 10,000 years ago. And we just need to read their books. And same in India. I mean, their teachings, both practical life, how this material energy works, how you can use it, but how to use it benevolently and for your own happiness and that of others, because your own happiness, of course, depends on others as well. If you don't want to sit alone for the rest of your life. So if you are richest in the world, but the people around you don't care a fig about you or even dislike you, but pretend to like you, and you know this whole thing that can happen to people up there on that level, then you were a fool. Or you can live in, of course, in the illusion that everyone loves you And maybe some they do, and where does the limit go? Anywhere between false and real? And I mean, if it makes you happy, then it's good. But if that happiness, if that happiness, with or without quotation marks, comes at the cost of others' suffering, then you know you're down there on the dark side, down in the shadows, in the dungeons, and well, if that's where you want to be, then see you later. But that's not where I want to be. And this talk can go on like that, and this we can use, and maybe on inside looking out too, I don't know. But we have our guys, some characters saying all these things. And trying to get to that point of it's up now to each and every one of us. And each and every one of us has now the ability to inexpensively connect to, you know, publish him or herself, make TV, make film, make, you know, all these that we, when I was young, could only dream about having the resources and facilities for doing, the technology for doing. I mean, film cameras back then, we didn't even have video cameras. So I guess maybe it is like that. We can have our peer talking like this a little here in the end, and TH guy talking also, because it's actually PU talking there in the end. It's real time, the whole thing. Then others are doing the same thing. It's not just him, it's their one. And more pop up like that. Just ordinary, for them, devotees of God, Krishna devotees, God, whatever you call God, Jehovah, Allah, God, you know, and there may be all these sub-gods and all these different levels, and it's all just question of how are we nice to each other. And that the best way then is to see we're all children of the same parents. So, you know, that kind of level. And when I say this, I mean, as an author, who will try to implement this somewhere in his writings or speakings or videoing. That's kind of the that's kind of the mojo, the energy, what we're trying to accomplish here is to use media in whatever way possible to just, you know, reach out to as many people, many souls as possible, and help each other. Not just one reaching out and you should all look at that one, but we're here together, and there is one, ultimately, or two, God and God is in the back of it. But then all these wonderful, wise people, we listen to those and not the fools who just pretend to be whatever, wise or strong or just nice. So wake up, and you know, the best thing is to simply act the upward spiral, you know, we just do it together. And if enough many of us do it and refuse the other one and can see the difference between the two, then yeah, solution found. Yep, somewhere there.